Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's is short and sweet. You can always submit your Am I the Jerks? Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs. This was an email.
That all works, yeah.
You get some on Facebook, too. It's from Nikki. And she said, I want to know, am I the jerk for not inviting her new boyfriend to my wedding? Allie and DZ, I'm getting married this summer. My sister is going through a divorce. She recently started dating somebody new, but I haven't met him yet. Am I the jerk for not inviting her new boyfriend to my wedding?
Huh.
Nikki, I have been through this. I know people that have been through this.
Yeah.
And this is such a touchy subject.
Is it really that
yes,
touchy?
Yes, it was a huge issue. A huge issue with the people I've known where someone was going through a divorce and the friends and family do not want to accept anyone new. So the divorce isn't even final yet and they do not want the new spouse at anything. It doesn't mean there was an affair or anything. It just means they're not interested in welcoming somebody new in.
They're not rocking with the new person yet.
And that's what Nikki's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Right? They're feeling this weird thing inside.
It's like a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So Nikki wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting the new boyfriend to the wedding. But then you're also not supporting your sister.
You're not. Right. And I get that you haven't met them yet, but isn't that a beautiful opportunity to meet them? If your sister's dating them, it's for a reason, and you want to support your family.
Do you want to meet them at a wedding for the first time? Is that it?
Right.
When they're not even divorced yet? I don't know.
It for sure says they're not divorced. Like, they're going through...
My sister's going through a divorce. She recently started dating
somebody else.
But I'm not inviting the new guy to my wedding.
Right.
So her sister going through a divorce and...
Does it matter if the divorce is finalized or not is my question.
Apparently it does.
It does.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Because realistically, I'm thinking you want to support family, right? And if it's a day of love, joy, and happiness, you want your family to also be surrounded by love, joy, and happiness. Yeah. And if they're in a really good place in their life with the person that they're currently dating, amid a divorce or not, mm-hmm. why would you be jaded in your thought and go, nope, not inviting
her? Well, and they didn't even say anything like, oh, we also invited her ex-husband.
Right.
So that's why. There's none of that. Because there was a wedding that I got invited, or I didn't get invited to. This is funny. Well, I was dating someone who I ended up being with for a long time. Mm-hmm. They were going through a divorce. This is why I don't date anyone going through a divorce. This was because I've done it and it's a disaster. And he was in a wedding and they would not invite me.
And it was because the ex was invited.
Uh-huh. And they didn't want it to make it awkward for the ex, which is fair.
That's one thing.
I get that. But this doesn't say anything about any weird encounters.
It doesn't feel like anybody's going to feel awkward unless the bride is going to feel awkward. Yeah. At that rate, sure, it's your day. But it doesn't sound like that for me.
Mm.
It sounds like you just being a little petitious and going, nope, not inviting a new boyfriend.
But you don't know this guy and it's your wedding. Now you're going to have, what if they don't last? And you got some random dude she dated during her divorce. I don't know.
How many other random people were at your wedding, period?
Touche.
Think about it, man. Touché. I look back at pictures and go, we invited them?
I look back at my guest book and I go, who the hell was that?
Come on. Like one random
all
guy
the time.
With your sister. That's going to be her bad memory mm-hmm. if that goes south, not yours.
And this may tear them apart. But it's her, but it's the bride's wedding. She can invite whoever she wants.
And deny whoever she
wants.
That's
right.
Dang, bro. So, I am torn about this,
actually. Is Nikki the jerk? I know, it's a tough one. Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding because her sister's going through a divorce? She's decided, I'm not inviting the new guy.
She said what she said, huh?
All right, 414-533-1037. I can't wait to see what everybody says about this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Nikki wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding because her sister's going through a divorce. She recently started dating somebody new, but she has not met him. And she's not inviting the new boyfriend to the wedding.
Kind of sucks if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Callie's in Oak Creek. We're going to go straight to the phones because we got a lot of texts. We'll get to those in a second. Good morning, Callie in Oak Creek.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey, hey.
Good morning. What do you think? Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding?
I think she's not the jerk.
Okay, mm-hmm. Explain.
All right. So I have a similar situation. At my wedding, my mother-in-law was dating somebody, and she brought her boyfriend to the wedding.
Mother-in-law.
And so you're, okay, now, got it. I have to think about this for a second. So your mother-in-law's got a boyfriend. Got it.
Yeah. And so now I have these beautiful pictures from my wedding with my mother-in-law's now ex.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Callie, because this is another issue with bringing someone to a wedding that it may not be there. But then again, think of all the pictures people have with wedding parties. I know people where they're now divorced, so they have now have one half of the couple in their wedding picture, and the other half they haven't talked to in 10 years because they got divorced.
Right.
And now you got this couple
A new boyfriend is a little different than maybe an ex.
And you shouldn't have put him in the picture, for the record.
But my question then, Callie, though, is do you guys regret? Do you have a sour taste about having that guy in the pictures with your mother-in-law? Or is it just more, man, that sucked. He was a blah, 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 whatever.
He didn't work out.
Well, I don't have that picture hanging up on a wall anywhere. I'll just say that. Sure, it's kind of tucked away in the album.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's on her. We tried to be supportive of her and allow him to come and whatever she wanted to do, we let her make that call.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But I also think what she could do to make this situation a little better is maybe have him come after dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't be there for the whole day.
Like, if it's the picture issue, just to keep him out until the pictures are done.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Come for the reception. That's it.
I think they
come
just don't
the
want
reception.
To accept someone new. That's what it sounds like to me,
that's
honestly.
What it feels like.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, Callie says not the jerk. Thank you, Callie.
Have a great day.
Not the jerk. Have a good one.
Bye.
Here's an opposite on text. It says, she's the jerk. Everyone should be allowed to bring a plus one who makes them feel comfortable to a social event like a wedding. I disagree with that. I don't think, and if I'm paying, I don't owe you a plus one. I'm sorry.
I've heard that concept.
I don't like it.
And understand it, but no. If
but
it's
when
my day,
else is paying,
out of my pocket, you don't get to just say, I need a emotional support friend.
Especially when you're paying a lot of times thousands of dollars, you're not paying for someone you've never met. Mm. There's no way I'm taking you out to dinner if I've never met you when it's three times the cost is normal.
You mean thousands of plate
you
nowadays,
bro.
It's reckless.
Let's go to Nick and Muskego next. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
What up?
Good morning,
Allie
and DZ.
Good morning. Talk to us.
Callie said not the jerk. You going the same way?
No, I'm going jerk.
Ooh.
Big time jerk.
Okay. Why?
He said big time.
Big time jerk. So, you know, the thing is, I'm just trying to think here. You know, it's her sister, and yes, although her sister is going through a divorce right now, if you love your sister, the divorce is not going to affect you personally.
There you
now,
go.
If it affects, you know, the sister, that's one thing. But in her life right now, the sister is happy with where she's at with her new boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And if that's what's going to make her happy at her wedding, not that her sister's wedding isn't going to make her happy, but if that's what's going to make her happy on that day, then she should let her sister's new boyfriend come. And like DZ said, that's the perfect time for the new boyfriend to get introduced to everyone.
Everyone.
But the reason this becomes awkward is if they don't work out. That's the issue, right?
If you make it awkward, or if it gets awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the grand scheme of things. But the thing, like, in the moments, like, you know, you're going to date how many people in your life, you know, if you're, you know, having troubles at that time. And you just look back at it and say, hey, I dated this guy and it didn't work out. You know, if you're mature about it, it's not that, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
I support it.
If you're going to be mature about it.
I'm with you.
I support it, Nick.
It's just hard because there's a divorce and everybody knows both sides here. That's the issue. Well,
and everybody's going to be a little judgmental about it, maybe. But if you can get past that, I think it could be a beautiful night and time for everybody. Nick, we appreciate your call.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Peace.
All right, Jessica's in Hartford. Last but not least, Jessica, congratulations. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, whichever way it goes for you. What do you think? Is Nikki the jerk for not inviting her sister's new boyfriend to her wedding since her sister isn't divorced yet?
No way. Not the jerk.
Oh.
Nope. This happened to me when my husband and I got married. My sister-in-law had, I think, maybe been like 2 weeks post-divorce.
Oh.
And prior to that, my mother-in-law insisted she bring her new boyfriend, who we had never met, no one had met, and then wanted him to sit at, like, the front table with everybody.
Not the head table.
Close but, like, the
enough.
Table where, like, the parents sit,
yeah,
you know?
The family table. Number one.
The family table.
And I said no, so I stuck him in the back.
Good.
He ended up coming. And it was so awkward because, like, you know, you make your rounds to the table, and we went around and we said hi to everyone, and we went over to that table, and I said, hi, I'm Jessica. And
you cannot like, oh, have
we
a
can
random.
Talk later. It was just, it was really weird. And, you know, to like what Nick previously was saying, it's not about the sister. Yeah. I don't care what makes her happy on that day. It's not about her.
It's about me.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Honestly. And honestly, it's about the bride and groom.
Not, mm-hmm. She's not with him anymore. They got engaged. They broke it off. And now we don't speak with her, nor does her mom speak with her.
Oh, talk about a big yikes in personal experience.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Nail
not
it.
Because of that. Not because of that, but, you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Jessica works it out.
Not the jerk. Thanks for calling,
not
Jessica.
The jerk. Yeah, have a good day.
You too, bye.
So many messages. Somebody said, so if you're single, you can't bring a date? Jerk.
Listen, if somebody's not offering you a plus one, which we don't know. Clearly, the sister doesn't want to give her a plus one.
Yep.
But if you're not giving a plus one, you can't force it. Mother-in-laws, family, they're mm-hmm. always the ones to go, yeah, but can I please push the boundaries?
Somebody said a wedding is not for first meeting introductions, not the jerk. Somebody said, jerk, Photoshop exists for a reason. What do you do if they're in the middle? What if they're not on the end?
Listen, Photoshop works wonders nowadays. AI, Kate, take you're right. out the guy in the middle. Did you you're mean right. the groom?
Yes. Yes, actually. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.